When did you then come in and, as an adult, take over the business?
Let's see. We got married in 55. I went immediately to the Army. Then 57, 58, I was in Oklahoma City teaching. 58 through 61, I taught 3 years here in Tulsa.
At what school?
Cleveland, Grover, Cleveland. At that time, one of the people that was working there, the manager, decided to open up his own places. Presuming you may have heard of him, Jim Sconi, on 21st and Harvard. I said, it'd be a great opportunity for me. He said, but you're teaching? He said, that's all right, considering the fact that I never made $300 take-home pay.
$300 a what?
A month.
Teaching?
Teaching.
At Cleveland?
At Cleveland,
was that a junior high?
Junior high.
Ninth graders you were teaching?
Ninth, eighth, and seventh.
And then you decided to take over the business?
In a manner of speaking. I mean, my dad was still the owner, but I would be the manager.
So you were both teaching and working in the store there for a while?
Once I quit teaching, I was able to start in full-time there at the store. Now, in the meantime, during the summers and so on and so forth, I'd work at the store.
So again, then you actually came into the business in 61?
61 as the manager, yes.
And then when did you become the...
73.
When he passed away.
Passed away.
So you were able to increase your monthly...
It was the difference between light and dark. It was that much. I could afford a car. I could afford gasoline. It was quite something.
So were you enjoying it? I mean, this is something you enjoyed when you said you were 9 years old, couldn't understand why your father went home to take a rest.
Absolutely.
And so did you still have that buzz for the business?
Yes, but eventually, by the time I got to be 60, 70, that particular thing started to wear off. I was looking forward to going home and resting.
But the years were good to you. And what challenges did you face then upon your father's passing from 73 on? Did you face some challenges to the business, as severe, say, as his were?
I don't believe it's anything as severe as that. We did have some sort of downturns. Other stores were opening up, not Coney Islands, but we're all fighting for the same food dollar. Something like 17 different stores at that particular time that were close to us, a block or two blocks away from us, a number of restaurants, and we came up with some specials which worked. In fact, one of them still works. We had a beer special for half price if you buy two conies or something. If you bought three conies, you would get a large drink free. That has continued. In fact, people expect it. One time we stopped it. If you were to look at a graph, how fast a line can fall. Yeah. It was drastic. And we decided to reintroduce a special, which has worked very well for us, and we're very happy with it. And people are very happy with it also.
But then at the same time here, within your business group, you have the other stores going too, don't you?
Well, up until I think it was 1990 that I sold.
But did you own the other six stores? Not outright, did you?
No, it was with the other three.
Right.
In the meantime, Mike sold. There was a problem there, and he died very suddenly. He had a problem with his pancreas. Anyway, he sold, and Chuck and I took over. When I finally sold, I sold to Chuck. It was a one-way deal. I was not to buy him out, but he was to buy me out. And he did. From there, I was able to do other things. Finally moved to a better location.
That year when he bought you out?
1990.